Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. They won a Murrow Award, and we want to talk to them about it. We have Michelle Billman, Holly Hutchins, and Karina Gonzalez from KUNR, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Andy Peterson, Robin Reedy, and Mike Draper. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Kenneth! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Capitol in Carson City here. And we're very pleased to welcome to the program three members of the KUNR staff who earned a regional Murrow Award for Best News Series in the Small Market Radio category for their series on affordable housing. So we have Michelle Billman, who is KUNR's news director, Karina Gonzalez, who's a student, and Holly Hutchins, who is a reporter on the Arts and Culture Beat. Pleasure to have you all here, and huge congratulations. For people that may not be aware, Google Edward R. Murrow, and an award named after him is an incredible honor. Tell us how this series came about and what it was about.
Yeah, I mean, most years our newsroom will take a look at, you know, what are one or two of the topics that are really just bubbling to the surface in terms of community impact, what are people talking about on their lunch breaks, what is getting to people. And so just across the staff, we decided we have to talk about affordable housing. Now's the time. And so we really had like a all hands on deck situation where we assigned different reporters to look at it from different lenses. So we had one reporter looking at the public health impacts and how people are having to choose to pay their rent, which has been increased, over buying nutritious food for their family. We had another reporter look at the political actions, what's kind of been the conversation with lawmakers and local policymakers regarding actual concrete changes that can happen. And then of course the economics of, you know, why is the inventory for housing low, that kind of thing. So we just realized that we all needed to get on board and tell these stories, and it culminated with, I think, 35 stories.
Which is an incredible amount. I mean, one doesn't expect a local newsroom, television station, radio station, or otherwise, or even newspapers, to be able to do that many stories on a particular issue.
It's a tough decision because we have to just lean into what we prioritize, knowing that unfortunately, you know, our newsroom and most newsrooms today are smaller than people would like them to be, and we can't get to everything. So, you know, through that prioritizing process, we really leaned in. But, you know, of course, we missed other stories as well, and it was good to see other media outlets, you know, carrying those torches as well.
Right, and yeah. And let's face it, you can't cover every story. That's not possible.
Yeah.
Karina, what was the thing that most surprised you in your reporting on this, and what area of the story did you cover?
Yeah, so I actually didn't report on the affordable housing. I'm here on behalf of the bilingual journalism partnership we have with Noticiero Móvil. That is the bilingual multimedia news platform with the Reynolds School of Journalism. And when I first started, I focused on immigration stories, and I, you know, covered local DACA business owners and TPS holders. And you know, this partnership came about because we recognized a need in our community. Nearly 25% of the population is Hispanic, and we've seen a gap that stories aren't being told about this community, and we wanted to fill those gaps and give voice to these people, you know, being impacted by immigration policies and such. And so one of the stories that I covered was on a local TPS recipient from Carson City. She's been living here for 20 years, and you know, one of the things that really like struck me with that interview was just that, you know, like she told me, I'm not illegal, like I have this status. She bought a house, and it's just, you know, it's really nice to hear from someone, giving them a voice and hearing from someone, you know, actually like being impacted by TPS and all the, you know, immigration policies going on.
You know, and it's fascinating because I think that, you know, in my other life, I run an advertising agency, and the gap between the Hispanic community and the immigrant community in general, if you look especially at Las Vegas, but especially the Hispanic community in Northern Nevada, there is this huge disconnect between Anglo businesses and Hispanic businesses. And I think that there's so much money to be made if we can get a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. And that's just totally missing in our society at this point.
Oh, certainly, yeah. And I've really, with my reporting with Noticiero Móvil and KUNR, I've spent some time with local businesses. I directed a documentary, a bilingual documentary about a local business here in Reno called Panaderia Milin de Guatemala, and I featured a, you know, Guatemalan baker, very successful in Guatemala, and he had to flee to the United States. Two of his sons were kidnapped and murdered, and you know, it just really sheds a light on this issue. You see immigration in a totally different perspective. You know, these people aren't, you know, fleeing to this country because they, you know, think it's pretty or think it's nice. They come here, they have no other choice, and you know, they just want to do what's best for their families, and you really see that.
Well, the majority of people that come to this country come for economic reasons. I mean, if you're making 10 cents an hour in your country and you can make a dollar an hour by going to Mexico, but you can make $8 an hour by coming to the United States, it's not a big brain teaser as to why people are coming. I mean, and that's going to continue to occur. People have always come to this country for the opportunity that we have. Holly, what was your role in all of this?
My role in the Priced Out series was more moral support because my beat in arts and culture is a little more separate from the hard news beats. But it's a vital addition, I feel like, and an extra layer to what our newsroom covers. And so while the Priced Out series was going on, I was kind of running parallel with arts and culture and kind of like what Karina was saying, like filling a gap in our coverage for stories that we didn't hear before. And the story that my mural was awarded for, I can't not smile when I say that now, it's crazy, was about Dickerson Road in Reno. It was an old industrial street that had a little bit of a gritty history and had seen kind of a heyday with industry and auto shops and kind of that, but how the arts community has really taken to that and helped develop it into where they still have a lot of the old Nevada grit, but also up and coming businesses and arts events. And one person that I profiled in that story was a mechanic called Co Auto, who, yeah, they do the traditional auto body stuff, but when you go into their reception area, it's lined with murals and artwork, and how they're kind of integrating the two worlds to kind of bring Dickerson to this next phase, I guess you could say. And I kind of like telling that sort of story, like the evolution of Reno. I think that's sort of a microcosm of what we see all over the state and the changes, and I wouldn't say enhancements, but just sort of that evolution.
Well, the art scene across the state has really increased dramatically over the last decade or so. And I think the opening of the Smith Center in Las Vegas was a huge thing for the community.
Right.
Because Northern Nevada had had the Pioneer Center, and the Broadway comes to Reno series for many years. Right. The same company operates that out of the Smith Center. The difference was that I think people in Northern Nevada had taken the Pioneer Center for granted. 1,200 seats. Usually sold out for this series.
Right.
Las Vegas only had the Strip until the Smith Center was built.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, people could now claim this as their local theater company.
Yeah.
And you know, the fight to get season tickets was on.
Oh my gosh.
And try to get a ticket now for that. Let's take a break. We'll come back a little bit more after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're continuing our congratulations to the staff at KUNR for winning a regional Murrow Award named after Edward R. Murrow. And Michelle Billman is the KUNR News Director, along with Karina Gonzalez and Holly Hutchings. You have an amazing staff for a local radio station, period, let alone a public radio station. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have four full-time reporters who are covering different beat areas and producing content. We've got a handful of part-timers. That includes Holly over here working on arts and culture coverage. And then we have multiple student reporters, sometimes up to 7 college students in our newsroom.
So which is bigger than a lot of newspaper newsrooms these days.
Yeah, and we feel very fortunate. My understanding is that the audience for public radio is continuing to grow, and that we're not suffering the same sorts of cuts and setbacks that our print colleagues are having to deal with. So we feel incredibly fortunate, and obviously that's wonderful for morale. And I'm just so pleased with the collaboration with the Reynolds School of Journalism. These 3 regional Murrow Awards all involved some level of student work, whether it was the partnership with Noticiero Mobile. All of the bilingual work that KUNR and Noticiero are putting out is all produced by students. Holly is a former Reynolds School student who's now graduated, and then our Priced Out series had some student contributions as well. And I was always taught that students can perform at the professional level if you give them that opportunity. So we treat them like professional reporters, and they'll be out in the field covering different stories.
No, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, if you give people the opportunity, they're going to grab it, and if they have curiosity, you can end up with great reporters. Mm-hmm. A couple of quick questions for you two. What was the response when you heard about the Murrow Awards?
I was completely thrilled. Noticiero Mobile and KUNR, the partnership, we were recognized for excellence and innovation. And Michelle had said she had submitted, some of my stories and other previous bilingual reporters' stories. And I was just, I was amazed that we got recognized for that and that my work was included in that as well. And it gives me confidence, going into my career. I'm still a student and I'm producing important stories, and it definitely makes me excited for my future, basically.
Same question to you, Holly. What's your response?
I got the call from Michelle while I was at the orthodontist with my son. So it was very subdued excitement, but anything I feel comes out my eyes in tears, so I just immediately started crying. I couldn't believe it. It's a confidence builder, and it validates your work, where you kind of think, well, maybe the arts aren't like news enough. Maybe my office is extremely supportive of the arts, but personally you kind of doubt maybe I should do something different. And this really just kind of validated my place and gave me a little boost to keep going, I think.
Well, congratulations to you all. It's a really big deal, and I was thrilled to read the press release announcing it, and congratulations to you and your entire staff.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Andy Peterson is here. He's Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. Mike Draper is a partner with Argentum Partners. And Robin Reedy is the Executive Director for the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Nevada. So, Mike, I want to start with you. According to the nonpartisan Gwynn Center for Policy Priorities, they put out a piece yesterday as we're taping this, that the governor's budget is $107 million to the downside of what's needed to pull off the 3% cost of living raise, and then there's also the 2% merit pay increase. Now, we're taping this on May 1st, so this is the day where the Economic Forum comes out. Do you think that there is enough daylight to be able to bridge that gap, or?
I don't, Sam, but I think that this
why,
is...
Why don't you?
Well, I think that the state, I think that what we're finding is that there's some things that, I mean, every time, most of the time with the Economic Forum, we find that we've overprojected. And there's been some times we've been surprised, but I think most times, at least that I remember, that we've overprojected. I think we're going to be at the same spot where maybe we've overallocated and overprojected, and that we're going to have... bigger holes to fill than we anticipated. I think this is when you figure out how successful leadership is when you deal with these issues. Very rarely do we see governors and leaders that their plan just goes smoothly and as planned. And now we figure out how well this administration can deal with the adversity of trying to figure out how to accomplish their goals, but also do it in a manner that holds to the promises they made to their constituents.
How big is the number of $107 million in a state budget? To be able to move things around to accommodate, because that seems to be the biggest issue, at least as far as the media is concerned, is teachers' raises.
Well, I only wish that when I was in government we had such a small number to deal with. So I guess I take it from a little bit of a different perspective. I think it's the challenge of the legislature to not only try to get the governor's budget, but the things that they want as well. And they all want a little bit different, a little bit more here, a little bit less there. So that's where I see the challenge, is where the Democrats in the legislature want to support the governor, but they also have made promises. And they're gonna, so that's really where that's going to divide up people.
And you know, in our previous show we talked about the benefits of divided government.
Yeah.
But this is a huge issue for the Democrats. Don't they have to get this done?
They have to get this done in some way, but it's like a family. You know, how many times have we all had discussions with our significant other where there's only so much money to go around, and so now you have to get down to priorities. And this is where the rubber meets the road, and ultimately they've got to close that $107 million gap, and they will figure it out somehow, and they're going to have some really direct discussions with each other. I think it's good.
By the way, now in my house, when there's a discussion about, you know, where the money's going to go, I, as any smart man would, defer to my wife. I'm not sure who plays the role of wife here. I want to talk about a different subject here, which I thought was fascinating. Gary Martin for the Las Vegas Review-Journal put out a story about Catherine Cortez Masto, our U.S. Senator. The headline said, "Wins fight over plutonium removal from Nevada." She's gotten assurances that it's going to be removed from the state by 2021. Isn't this like, well, that's a long time away?
Yeah, I mean, I think that...
Is it really a victory?
Right, and I think it's something, I mean, this was, unfortunately, this has been happening for a couple of years while Senator Masto and others have been in office. And so I think that, yeah, I think it's a victory. I think that we can applaud our leadership and Senator Cortez Masto for going to bat for the state. But when we're still talking about 2 or 3 years out, and this has been happening, you know, for the last couple of years, the last several years, I think that's, it's difficult to really say it's a decisive victory.
Go ahead.
People who are on that the side of the argument of getting rid of it, that's going to be a loss, and it's going to be, why not sooner?
You know, to me, it's like, you know, we have exploded above ground nuclear tests at the test site in Nevada. If you're going to store nuclear waste anywhere, this is not a terrible place to store it.
You know, I remember before I lived in Nevada, having that discussion as an outsider. Now, as someone who lives in Las Vegas, I have a slightly different viewpoint. And so it is a victory. We'll see what happens.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
sir.
Right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This spray is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything. From wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.